The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is ReviewParty.com. If you were unawares, it's a comedy podcast on the internet. I'm told you have to tell people what our podcast is.
You shouldn't click on things that you don't know what they are in advance.
If you click on a podcast to listen without even reading the title, you're kind of too wild for this corner of the internet, if you ask me.
Well, you might be a virus podcast. You don't know what you're listening to.
Yeah, we definitely spew some terrible propaganda week in and week out here on ReviewParty.com comedy podcast, where we look at internet reviews and make fun of them, hopefully.
Every now and then, you know, satanic chants and subliminal messages might be in there. Who knows? Check the description.
Every now and then I satanic chant. And it's Norgaflorp, Glorkin.
They weren't supposed to hear that.
Oh, we're supposed to do that later.
Yeah.
Oh, if you put this episode backwards at the 666 mark, it's going to say Hail Satan. Yeah. You ever listen to those clips of Dark Side of the Moon backwards and stuff, where it's like, oh, it says to murder babies?
Not really. I can't say I have.
Dark Side of the Moon is most famous for that, and so I looked up some of the clips. Don't sound like shit. Sounds like fucking Sea Flark and Hair. It sounds like bad Norwegian.
Yeah, I mean, editing this show or clips of this show, every now and then you'll accidentally click and it'll start playing backwards, and you're like, that just sounds awful.
It just sounds weird. It's so Uncanny Valley.
For those cool people who've watched Twin Peaks and they know there's the reverse portion, like, they learned how to say their lines backwards so that it gets played back. You can hear what they're saying, but it's still trippy,
right? It's, you know, your human mind is so good at hearing other humans talk and move and emote that when something's off, it really gives you that funny feeling.
Speaking of things being off, internet reviews.
Hey, I got one.
Yeah?
Slightly topical.
Okay.
This is for CBS's Survivor Season 42, Episode 1.
God, 42.
Just started, baby. Actually, as of recording, I believe the Episode 2 is premiering right now. And here on Amazon, Alex Gardner, he's got one for me. It's the only review on Amazon of this episode so far, so this is hot off the press. Alex Gardner titles their review, "Just as bad as Season 41. I really enjoy when the cast is so diverse. However, this woke BS is back, with the show giving off a very far-left liberal agenda. I just don't get why they have to make this show so fruity with the stories and emotions of the cast. Many do not relate, nor do we care. We want to see the Spy Shack type characters, or those insanely good liars to stir up the pot and drama. Not your life story and just using that as your main tool to get by. Also, it seems like they throw in one strong character per group, and everyone else is small or skinny. I think we need to give big guys some love and throw some more strong characters into this mix. For example, if there is only one strong guy, that guy is not only an asset, but a target because of the strength factor. So if we had more strong characters, male or female, it would remove the target off their back, making the show that much more balanced. 1 star.
Do we want a balanced show?
I don't know. I don't,
Are we watching for pure, honest competition? I thought we wanted drama and targets on people's backs. That's drama. The most dangerous game, please.
The most dangerous game there is drama. But what makes the game a little less dangerous, you know, more dangerous in an unbalanced, unhealthy sort of way, is when some people be stronger than others physically. That just puts a monkey in the whole wrench, as they say.
I don't know. I mean, it's balanced because each team has a strong boy, right?
Right. I mean, they definitely take that into consideration. The same amount of, I won't even say strong boy, large boy. I would say athletes, you know, usually they're sort of try and balance them, you know.
We got a Brody on this team.
Yeah, we got a couple, like, you know, white collar type workers. It's always like that. It's for 41 seasons. I think their idea isn't landing because they need to take it a step further.
Oh.
I don't want a couple more athletes per Survivor team. I want all strong boys. Survivor, strong boys. That's what I want. All big, strong boys to look at.
And you just spend all the time watching them eat and stuff, right?
Yeah, they're just smashing coconuts. Then they get they get conveyor belted to the challenges, right? They don't walk there like now. They get little golf carts so they can be as strong for the competition as possible. Every competition, some sort of full contact game. And they're all going to be big boys.
I just don't know.
You don't know about that one?
I don't know how, like, the concept is there. There's not much you can do to tweak it unless you just, no, anything they do to try and change it is obviously going to offend some people, like our anti-wokers here, or it'll just suck.
Right. If you're woke, anti-wokers coming at you. If you're not woke, I mean, they do have, they've changed up the seasons. They've done Gen X versus Boomers versus Millennials.
Okay.
Where one, the tribes are segregated as such.
Cat people versus dog people.
Now, see, that's a good one. That's a good okay. one. Cat people versus dog people.
And there are also wild animals on the island to try and manage.
This season, we're doing cat people versus dog people, but the twist doesn't end there. They must also tame the local wildlife and yes. battle them like Pokemon trainers.
Well, there you go. Now I might watch.
What other gimmick seasons have they done? They've done Brains versus Brawn versus Beauty.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like the jocks versus the people with like smart people jobs. And then the beauty people were like people with modeling
mm-hmm.
jobs where you have to look good. I think one guy was a firefighter, but you know, one of the sexy
strong
ones.
Strong boy.
So one was, yeah, the beauty needed a strong boy. So they found a sexy firefighter. And actually, that was a really good season. And mostly because the Brains tribe lost every challenge. And usually during the puzzle portion.
Yeah, that's
just
interesting.
Fall apart. Yeah, they had they just had the most toxic dynamic back at
yeah,
camp.
Yeah, everybody probably had their own best idea.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was. When you got a bunch of smart people, at least a couple of them are going to be eccentric smart people.
Yeah, regular Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk. That smells like a fart. Survivors, let's do stinky versus smell good. One tribe gets deodorant at their camp. The other one doesn't.
Man, I don't know. I hate to be just poo-pooing it, but there is... It would take a lot for me to want to watch. Like, one group, they start with, you know, somebody takes a ball peen hammer to their shin, to their tibia, and breaks uh-huh. it. And then the other group is poisoned and see who comes out on the other end. That I would watch.
Less balanced Survivor is the better. Or you want some sort of chaotic balance.
Chaos, drama, yes. I want them all to be, like, seriously regretting their decisions to appear on the show.
Oh, see, that... There's seasons where there's been a couple seasons where someone doesn't want to be there, and they're always the lamest.
Ugh.
You know, they're always... Because it's not like... They don't never have the attitude of, like, I don't want to be here, let me make the best of this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go gorilla berserker mode. It's always pure apathy. Pure, okay. Like it was laying in the shelter all day, like, oh, it's raining.
In that case, you'd have to give them drugs so that at some point they just enter that blood rage.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, okay.
Now we're talking.
That's television. The satanic Hollywood.
Both tribes are getting various, every member is getting a various cocktail of aggressive hormone drugs.
Ooh.
And, yeah, we'll see who comes out on top. My bet's on full bull testosterone.
That would probably help somebody.
They gave it to some poor computer programmer from Maine. They really juiced them up.
Oh.
All right. You got a review for me, pal.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a review sent to us by friend of comedy / friend of the show, Eric. A couple, actually. He sent a handful. I'm going to pick my favorites of Amazon review for Charms brand fluffy stuff cotton candy, 2.5 ounce bags, pack of 6. It's bagged cotton candy that you buy online because you didn't get out to the carnival, whatnot. Amazon user Ms. Nani titles their review, "If you love eating carnival treats, this is for you." And writes, "What can I say? I'm older than dirt, but this cotton candy made me feel like a kid again. If I listened very carefully, I could almost hear the musical refrain from the merry-go-round and could imagine all the pretty horses going up and down. The same exact flavor I remember from decades ago, but compressed into small packages. You don't get the paper cone or the airy fluffiness, but the taste is exactly the same. 5 stars.
Okay. If a candy made me close my eyes and hear carnival music and see merry-go-round horses going up and down, I'd be sort of terrified.
I would call a doctor immediately. Yeah,
did I just take a bite of a nightmare?
Yes, that was some Freddy Krueger dreamscape that was pulled out of someone's head and wrapped around.
Freddy looks right at home sitting on top of one of those cute little porcelain horses and making a cute little wave at you.
Clawed hand and all,
cheeky look on his face, making some stupid one-liner. "Hey, once we're done horsing around, I'm going to stab you," type deal.
They said I was a one-trick pony.
There we go. That's pretty good. And then he gets out a gun and shoots them instead. Stabs them.
Yeah, let it be known. Freddy has so many ways to kill people.
Yeah, that's really the best part of the movie, is just to see what sort of Looney Tune ways Freddy's going to string up the kids in this one.
I think it was Freddy 3. Well, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, where... I'm pretty sure it was this one, like the woman, there's the children's hospital or something like that. And I think the woman's like, "I got to make myself sick so I can get into the sick dreamland and find Freddy."
Okay.
And in this one, Freddy was like pulling out his old bag of tricks, you know. But the two things I vividly remember are Freddy's eyes sort of coming out on stalks. And suctioning onto somebody else's eyes, like killing them by eye suction.
Okay.
And then another scene where I think our protagonist is running, probably in a dream, down an alleyway, and Freddy's there, but his arms just start extending way out to the side, like 20 feet.
Scraping both. Yeah, he does the classic claw scrape, but with the long arms. I was thinking of that one too. Yeah.
What a guy.
He's like, "I want to do my iconic walk down the hall and scrape the walls with my knives, but this is a long hallway.
You got a wide berth here. This is
check out this wingspan, kid." Fucking gomu gomu no.
Yeah.
I think both my favorite kills are from the same movie. I mean, I think the one that actually chills me is the, as silly as the aftermath is, the Johnny Depp getting mm-hmm. sucked into the bed and then three water park sized pools of blood shoot out the hole in the bed. That one's pretty badass, but it's from the same, it's from like four, one of the late ones that's, you know, it's, they're really fishing for ideas. But one kid gets killed in a video game. He's doing like a Donkey Kong platformer. And, you know, he just like falls off a ledge and explodes into blood or something. Oh, God. And then there's one. I saw this one was when I was a kid, and I still don't like horror movies, and I definitely didn't then. Just, I don't remember being scared. I just remember like not even laughing, just being like, oh my, oh, what a choice. Where Freddy gets I think it's a hard of hearing kid. They have a hearing aid.
Uh-huh.
And he takes it out, and his idea to do after that is he gets a really long Q-tip. He starts cleaning the kid's ears.
Oh, boy.
Until, you know, gets a little too far.
Wow.
Definitely, you know, pushes it out the other side. The kid's still, like, alive, quote-unquote. Freddy's laughing. It's like, okay. All right, 80s, let's go.
Yeah, that's awesome. Every time I eat cotton candy, I think of Freddy.
That sucks. One out of five.
So moving on, I have one other review. Let's just have fun.
Let's sample it.
Well, there's one review I just see the bottom of. Someone says, not lumpy. That's kind of what I want for most products. A few products I want lumpiness. Anyway, Kathy, Amazon user, titles her review Sticky Bags, Delicious Cotton Candy, and writes, the two stars are for the absolute freshness and delicious flavor of this cotton candy. Can't stress that enough. Some of the best I've eaten.
Mm-hmm.
However, the bags were all taped up with lots of sticky tape. When I was finally able to remove all the tape, the bags were hopelessly sticky from the tape residue. I was going to put them in Christmas stockings. However, the bags cannot be wiped clean easily and everything would stick to them. I would have to use Dawn or some strong soap and scrub really hard. I'm not willing to do that. I understand the package said, do not separate, sell as a set. Why so much sticky tape? Just bums me out. But I'm keeping them and either apologizing to the recipients or just eat them all myself. LOL, yum, 2 stars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're saying it's like their favorite candy they've ever had, but I got some sticky.
I got a bone to stick with you.
If I see, this is the kind of review that makes me wish I had access to like the
corporate account. Hey, Kathy, thanks so much for reviewing this.
Right. That bull crap. I would like to reply and just simply a link to the Amazon listing for Goo Gone. That's all I would want to reply with.
The classic, let me Google that for you.
Exactly.
Link. I love it. I love it.
I could see taking off a star for, yeah, you know, your shipment was sort of messed up. You had this goo on it, but the, you know, a 2-star review to me is like, do not ever buy this product review.
Don't get it.
Stay far away. At least you didn't think of fucking nightmares. And there's no like, oh, I took a bit of this and I closed my eyes. I heard backwards carnival music. I
the screams of children. Oh, my goodness. It brought me back.
Kidnapped by clowns.
Also, the smell of candied pecans. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is nice. I don't even want to eat them. I just want to sniff them.
I'm hit or miss on those. I had a bad Disney experience.
No.
Just the smell, though. Just the smell. I was feeling a little sicky, and
oh, the smell set you off. And the smell brought you there.
The smell hit me, and then I looked, and I saw like 15 people just with the giant turkey legs. And I was like, this is too much. Bam, right there for the Splash Mountain. Oh, God.
Oh, you made your own Splash Mountain, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, we're going to break.
Early break.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode. It'll be longer than the first half, but deal with it. I actually don't know that. Cut all that out. No one needs to hear it. Welcome to When Owners Attack. Back once again. That's the sound that the reviewers make when owners attack to their well-meaning or not well-meaning reviews.
Yeah, they open their phone. Ooh, a notification from Yelp? That's weird. Ah! That's how it goes.
Jack, the manager, turns out he's a dick. Okay. That's what this segment is about. It's about those reviews that people leave and those responses that the owners make. Sometimes you see them and you're like, ugh, canned garbage.
Yeah, oftentimes they're copy-paste. By cookie cutter. Copy-paste.
These are not those situations, and it brings me great pleasure to once again bring us back to the Yelp review page of Express Tax Appeals.
I literally did my taxes this afternoon, Matt.
Hey, it's timely then for right now.
It is. That's kind of making me uncomfortable.
Well, you might recall this was our first featured business on When Owners Attack. And it happened, maybe it was, I don't remember. It's a big one because it's the guy who attacked our friend Matt M. of Yelp.
Our friend Matt M.
And called him out for having a Peter Francis Geraci profile picture.
That still is so weird to me. That's wild. What a pull. You're really desperate for things to insult someone about.
Yeah. He insulted Matt for reviewing the restaurant at a Comfort Inn, if I recall correctly.
Not only did he insult him for using a Peter Francis Geraci profile picture, but they also accused them of identity theft because they were rocking the PD.
That's true. They wanted to get the IP address from Yelp to figure out who this person was and if they were actually on their client records. And then, by the way, get a hobby, get a girlfriend, stop reviewing. Holy cow.
I imagine if he showed Petey, hey, this guy's using your picture, using your likeness as a little profile picture on Yelp as a little joke. Old Petey'd probably get a kick out of it.
P. Gerace, he's the coolest. Anyway, Peach. if that didn't set the stage enough for Express Tax Appeals, I do have just a couple of regular reviews here without responses to whet our palates as to how this place does its business. So here's a review from Julie D., who writes, "They do their job and their work is fine, but their methods aren't the greatest. My mother is 16, doesn't speak much English, so she signed on with them without a translator or a full grasp of what was happening. I'll pay her bill because she's legally contracted to, but I'll likely try to find her someone else next time. 3 stars. Sounds a little bad, right?
Yeah. She obviously had a bad time. She said she's going somewhere else. I think it was a critical but very fair review is the impression I get from
Absolutely. That. Don't worry. It gets worse. Anna J. writes, "My niece came home to one of the employees of Tag Refunds in the dining room of our house with my father, who is 94 years old. My father had his ID out and the man was looking at it. When she asked what this man was doing in our house, he said he had an appointment with my father. I take care of my father's taxes, and my niece discovered that they had solicited my father by calling the house and arranged an appointment. When she inquired as to how the meeting, which was at 5 p.m. on a Saturday, was arranged, he said he had a long conversation with my father on the phone the day before. My father is hard of hearing, let alone on the phone, and admitted this during their conversation at the house. My niece asked the man to leave, and he tried to convince her their business was legitimate
and they wanted to help my father. I think it is unethical and vindictive that this company arranged a house call to a man in his late 90s to look at his tax documents. Even if this is a legitimate business, their approach to finding clients is manipulative and targeting the elderly. I am frankly disgusted that they felt compelled to enter the house of an elderly man without another family member present. The elderly are the most often targeted when it comes to finance scams, and I am grateful my niece was there to prevent this from continuing on. If they ever step foot on our property again, I will be calling the police. 1 star.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little fucked up, dude.
If you think that's fucked up. Frederick S. writes, well, at first I found a website called Citizens for Fair Property Taxes. And he gives the link to Citizens for Fair Property Taxes, who reviewed Express Tax as the editor's choice. So I decided to do a Who Is search and was shocked that both companies' websites were created on the same day by the same hosting service. So my assumption is the review page may be a biased review, not a real review. Do your homework. If it's a fake review site, that is kind of bogus. 1 star.
Yeah, my bogus meter, you know, continues. It's piling meter up.
Goes off. okay. So yeah, the gist of that, they made a website to recommend tax assistance services, and they put themselves as the top.
That, I mean, that is bogus and stupid and awful, obviously, but I feel like that's pretty commonplace. You know, you look up like best site for this. You got to scroll through 10 of those
self-serving garbage
that are just like linking back to themselves repeatedly to find like, oh, this is actually a news article written by someone listing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now to the meat and potatoes. And I actually was able to chronologize this. That's a word. I was able to put it in chronological order. Because we have a few back and forths, much like we did with Matt M. Laurel J. writes, I wouldn't recommend them for property tax appeals. Their fee is based on a percentage of how much they are able to get your taxes reduced, which is way too much. Additionally, they will bombard you with phone calls, texts, letters, etc. asking for payment. Do yourself a favor by not responding to the letters of advertisement that you receive from them via mail. I found out after hiring them that I could have saved literally thousands by simply using another tax appeal company. I, however, take full responsibility for choosing them, as my ex always handled our legal affairs, and I was ignorant to filing tax appeals at the time. To add to this, I was sick on disability, caring for 2 twin children, and just getting over a nasty divorce. Please shop around before choosing this company. I'm positive this will save you a lot of money. 1 star.
This person's like the Sandman of tax reviewers. Oh, you know, I could have picked my own tax company, but my kids were sick. I had a broken leg. I needed the money.
Well, as long as you said the magic word money, we've got a response from our good friend, business owner Jason T., who writes, Laurel, we got you back $3,600.94 in a refund check for the work we did for you. Like, literally quoting the exact amount on a public page.
A little not nice.
We did our work with no upfront fees on a contingency basis. We honored our part of the agreement, and we expect you to do the same. You have a past due bill now for 284 days. My accounting department is trying to collect, hence the phone calls you're complaining about. Just because you're bad-mouthing our company on a public forum doesn't make your debt obligation go away. Please call our office so we can get you on a payment plan. Yikes. Even if that is true, I don't know that that's the place to air it, Jason.
That was this person's thing last time, too. They had no semblance of their clientele's privacy online. As evident to us, airing it for everyone else.
Don't worry. Laurel responded, Jason, yes, you did get back $3,000 plus for me. However, how much did you get? And yes, I'm behind in owing you money because, as I informed your office, I thought I'd paid you guys in full after not hearing anything from your office for several months. Then, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, your office started to bombard me for payment. Additionally, as I stated previously, I take full responsibility for my ignorance in choosing your company. And I assure you, Jason,
The intent of publicly writing this negative post about your company has nothing to do with paying what I owe. It does, however, have everything to do with my right as a consumer to publicly voice my opinion about your company in an attempt to warn others to do their homework, that they can get the same service that you offer for way cheaper, that many other tax appeal companies offer the same service for one flat fee, instead of having to give a large percentage, or as your company does, as much as 50% of your return as a payment for service. Lastly, your company has received quite a few negative reviews on Yelp. Maybe you should take the time to listen to your clients by responding kindly to their complaints? This can be done by making needed improvements to your business practices instead of being so offensive. And Jason T. responds, Laurel, my business is my baby, so I tend to defend it. Our compensation is a percentage of savings as compared to having an upfront flat fee. I'm removing the barriers for people needing help. So you're faulting me for being successful with your appeal? Do you really feel that's fair in giving me a one-star review? That's where it ends.
I mean, I think, yeah. Don't feed the troll, right? She was right not to answer his question, yeah. to take it any further.
Stop.
He made it clear to everyone by himself.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
I will say, I've got just a bit more. There's another, Robert H. writes this review, complete waste of time. I tried to hire them to assist with my tax appeal and got a runaround. Definitely wasn't helpful with my matters and didn't return my calls. There are better options out there for tax appeal assurance. One star. You remember I said Robert H. wrote that review. Jason writes, I don't have a Stuart G. in our database, nor is his name in any of our call logs that we've been tracking for the past 10 years. Oh, this boy. Person is not a client of ours. So Jason just doesn't get that people might not be using their actual names on Yelp, just like they might not be using actual pictures, because they probably aren't Peter Francis DeRacy.
With that, I feel like on one hand, why wouldn't you? On the other hand, why would you? You know,
you can do whatever you want.
I think I have a Yelp account. I think I use my real name on it. You just go with the flow. But if anyone wasn't, I wouldn't bat an eyelash. I'd be like, care. You know, probably the right move.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
And just as some icing on the mud pie, I went to the reviews not recommended by Yelp section, like ones that the filter has put aside. And I found this one from Renee B., who writes, my husband heard them on ESPN, so we thought we'd give it a try. I didn't really expect much, but they were able to get my taxes lowered and get me a refund. I've since been telling my friends and family. They took care of everything for me. Oh, and they sent me a Starbucks gift card. I love when companies do those little things. 5 stars. How's that sit with you?
It seems like, you know, someone's sister, an employee's sister, possibly, wrote that review.
Possibly.
Huh? Hey, mention the Starbucks gift card. Mention the Starbucks gift card.
I want to almost confirm your suspicions, because also in the reviews not recommended by Yelp, I found this review from Jason T. A quick poll to the audience. Do we remember the business owner's name?
Is it not Jason?
It is. Jason writes, since its inception in 2008, Express Tax Appeals is providing information on the property tax appeals, property tax exemption, and property tax assessment appeal in the city of Chicago and all 38 Cook County townships. Express Tax Appeals was formed through the collaboration of ideas and goals of its founder and the president, Jason Terrell, who stand firmly against the ever-increasing tax burden in Cook County. Express Tax Appeals was formed by like-minded individuals with an extensive experience and strong background in finance and government programs within Cook County. We specialize in offering property tax appeal services with maximize our customer saving. That doesn't even make sense. 4 stars. He gave himself 4 stars.
Four. He wanted to be humble.
Oh, yeah. Humble, bro. Humble.
I think this guy does not know how the fucking internet works, like, even on a base level.
Also, literally, I work in the assessor's office. I don't know how it is in Cook County, but you don't need to hire someone to appeal your assessments. I'm guessing no one who's listening to this owns their own house. If they do, you're, well, your dad, who's listening, owns his own house. Maybe a handful of other people. What if it's idiots like us who aren't there yet? You don't know what I'm talking about. But our office would literally walk people through how to file their own appeals free of charge.
Sure.
You get those little mailers. You see the signs on the side of the road that look official. It comes in the mail and it looks like it's from a government office. It's a scam. We know these guys are just like collecting the worst evidence and submitting and not even showing up for the appeal hearings.
Sure.
Call your assessor's office and ask for help if you need it. Don't give it to these bloodsuckers. Jason, you suck.
I'm sure, you know, there's lots of tax offices out there that generally are trying to get people the money they deserve. But
we want it to be accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, or we want it to be accurate, you know, are shaky on doing it themselves. When I do taxes, it's the most basic punching in W-2. Yeah, I know it's not always that easy, but yeah, man, you shouldn't be getting raked over the coals like this. This is...
No.
It's insane. No.
It's bad enough to pay taxes. It's worse to have Jason T. just insult you.
In the driver's seat for you in that realm.
Yeah, hey, listen, shut up right now, okay? I started this company, okay?
This company's sweet. I started it, okay? I would know.
Okay, so with that, that's when owners attack. I'm glad we can close the book on this dickhead.
We gotta find some cool owners, some funny owners. I thought that this one wasn't great. That's what I want. That's my request for next time. I want goofball.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, see if there's any. We want to be
on the side of the
there.
Owner. Okay, that's
yeah.
What we want. I'll see what I can do.
I feel it because those are my favorite.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, these were despicable and amazing, but maybe we'll change it up next time. Yeah. I have a couple of reviews here for Gentle Tropical Rainstorm for Sleep 9 Hours.
Oh.
This was an episode finisher review a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more.
Yeah, I've been sitting on these two since that episode. I was going to use them in the episode and then... Oh, this is the... You might remember this from the episode. Here's mm-hmm. the finisher. But, you know, fate doesn't quite work out how you plan, does it? So, yeah, it's an Amazon video where they just play rain noises for 9 hours so you can sleep. This review is from our greatest friend of the show, Amazon customer.
Love him.
They title their review, "Just What I Needed." Spent 5 hours trying to get to sleep. Put this on my headphones and I was transported back to a small fishing village on the Arabian Sea in Kerala, India, where I was asleep within 30 minutes. I got only 2.5 hours of sleep before I had to get up, but it was a good 2.5 hours. 5 stars.
I mean, I'll take a good 2.5 over nothing.
This guy was in a hole, okay? He had to get up in 2.5 hours, you know? He was turning all night.
Turn on the rainstorm, stat.
Turn on the rainstorms, boom. Got that solid, that sol, 2.5 hours. You went to college, so I know that you've done some amazing things on 2.5 hours sleep. Any college kid has.
Yeah.
If you know, we could be getting 2.5 hours sleep every night if we just listen to this gentle rainstorm.
I want to be that aspiring, you know, magnificent genius who doesn't need but 2.5 hours as I sit in my hut in Kerala, looking out at the Lakshadweep Sea.
At 2.5 hours, I spring out of bed, there. Ready. Whatever India has to offer me.
Today, I think I'll visit Sri Lanka.
And you can do it because of the rainforest sounds.
It's right there. It's right there.
You know, that's why the Indian economy is they're becoming such a world power. They only need 2.5 hours of sleep.
It's just something with the sun, I think.
Something with the pitter pats.
They eat sun.
They eat sun. What's that taste like?
We'll get back to that in some future episode.
I mean, we all eat the sun, right? Because we eat plants that eat
That's
the sun.
That's true. Yeah.
Got you there. All right. We got this other review here from Mary Casey Stevens LeBrosser.
Whoa.
They title it End of the 7 Years Marital Sleep Wars. Prior to this, my husband needed a fan and television, usually very soft MLB network, with occasional concessions to me of Star Trek or Bob Ross, to sleep. I, on the other hand, fell asleep to my ticking clocks and or silence. I hated the television light that would keep me awake or wake me up. When I found this, I don't know which of us was more surprised that it knocked both of us out for a precious full night's sleep. Now he's finding others like it. 5 stars.
This woman is a madman, and I know what that sounds like. But what insane person enjoys falling asleep to the sound of a ticking clock?
Tick.
Ticking.
Tick. Oh! Full disclosure, me and Matt, one of the maybe the first things we bonded over as we met in college was I noticed Matt's fan. He had a tiny little clip-on fan up on the top bunk. I was like, yep. Oh, you're a fan sleeper too. You're like, oh, absolutely.
Need it.
Need it. Need that cool breeze, but more importantly, you need that sweet static sound, that sweet white noise. So yeah, a ticking clock is absolute to us. Just
that's torture.
The rhythmic torture, right?
The measurable moments of my life are ticking by.
I don't need the white noise to keep out the random creaks and crunks that a house makes. I think that some people think that's what I need to get rid of. If there's a pipe leaking somewhere, absolutely not. Doop. Doop. Doop.
What the heck is that?
Doop. Yeah, that shit makes me insane. That shit makes me fly out of bed after 2.5 hours of sleep, but not feeling good.
No, that is not a quality 2.5 hours. But right. These people, they've got a full quality nights because they were both decked by the rainforest sounds.
They've been sleeping with such shitty sleep noise that they didn't know what it was like to have some quality manufactured white noise.
The soft murmurings of the MLB network. At what, at 11 p.m.? Good God, I can't imagine what's being talked about at that time.
To be fair, I've taken a good fair amount of summer afternoon naps.
To baseball?
To baseball.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's the fifth inning. Craig Counsell falls off another one.
If it's an actual broadcast or something like that, I totally get it. But if it's now the Athletics, yeah, they need pitching depth. Ugh.
I think they just play baseball tonight over and over and over again. It's just like what MTV is to ridiculousness.
We got our top 10 countdown of organists. You'll never guess at what tempo he played. Take me out to the ball game.
He put take me out to ball game in a 6-3. You ever hear of that?
Ooh, it's got a little jaunt to it.
You're right. The back and forth jaunt of that only the 6-3 can offer.
I can't sleep to that. Sorry.
No, that's carnival style. That's taking a bite of cotton candy and seeing nightmares.
Ooh, children.
How does Bob Ross hit you for a sleep aid?
I guess that's pretty typical. He's comforting. He's soothing. It's almost meditative.
You can't really argue with that. Star Trek, worst. Oh, bring me up, Scotty.
Sad to say. I have a JCPenney.com review, fellas.
Hey, they got Shaq's big and tall sections in JCPenney's now, so I'm a frequenter.
Hey, I had to buy a white dress shirt. That's why I was there, and then I looked it up. It was probably the other way around. I looked it up, and then I went and bought it.
So this review resulted in a purchase.
Maybe. This is for the J for R Men's 360 Stretch Performance Long Sleeve Dress Shirt. And it is a review written by Noba Nick 48.
The JCPenney's community leader.
Probably. He titles his review, Great Fit. and writes, I bought this shirt for my grandma's funeral, and it was a great buy. 5 stars. There's a little bit to dissect there, isn't there?
He really is not bothered. If I buy some clothes for a funeral, no one's getting reviews. Sorry.
That I didn't even consider that.
Right. I would not even think. Oh, yeah, that that black shirt I brought for grandma's funeral, I better leave a review.
Yeah, because my mind goes there, too. Like, this piece of clothing will now always be associated with the death of a loved one.
Right, right.
But it fit great.
I guess, you know, if you look at it from a different perspective, you know, we have to take this review a little bit more serious. There's a little more gravity to the context of this review, isn't there?
There is.
Those 5 stars... You're going to notice if your shirt's really bugging the shit out of you during the funeral. You're sitting
That's
there
true.
Trying to work through some stuff and you got an itch under the left nipple?
Oof, bad news.
Bad news.
It's popping up and people can like see between the buttons if they're at the wrong angle from you. They're seeing just your paunchy little belly, your little white chicken flesh belly. I'm like, ugh, new shirt, huh?
Yeah, during the funeral, that's an instant 1 star. So this shirt ran the gauntlet as much as you can in a 1 shirt set wearing sort of situation.
That or Noba Nick is just like trying to hold it together and put on a good face, do you think?
Sure. What would I normally do when I buy a shirt? I would write a review.
It was wonderful. Everything's great. I love this shirt. I got it.
Has to leave a review for every possible product that was used that day just to say something.
Just good, to do something. $35.99. I got it for $29.74 with code SAVENOW8.
That's great.
It's great.
What a deal.
Overall fit is good. Normal.
Great for kneeling and praying.
I'm sorry, Noba Nick. Sorry for your loss, but congrats on the good shirt.
Glad to hear the shirt is rocking, buddy. And I am also glad to be here at the end of the episode with all our lovely end of the episode listeners. Look at you, end of the episode getter tour.
How you doing?
You're doing big things. You might know, but just in case you don't, new episodes every Tuesday. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. We're making comedy. We're reading internet reviews. We're doing our thing. And we'd love for you to be there. And we'd also love for you to send in some funny reviews. Eric did it this week. Friend of comedy. Thank you, Eric. You could be the friend of something, too, if you sent us some funny reviews. You can send them to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include that name so we can throw you credit. You could also send it over social media, which I think I have a hunch Matt might just have some things to say about.
Social media. It's the balm to my itch. I can't get through the day without good, fine social media. And if you're anything like me,
that's terribly depressing.
I've got good news for you, children. ReviewParty.com is available on social media. That's right. That's right. Your very own social media accessing devices can access ReviewParty.com on Instagram @ReviewParty.com, on TikTok @ReviewParty.com, on Twitter @ReviewPartyPod. And if it weren't enough already, you can go to ReviewParty.com in your finest internet browsers. Feast your eyes on the magic that is blue. Feast your eyes on our blog, on our episodes, on our shop, on everything, like hidden pages that might not be so hidden, but who's to know except you, friend?
That makes me think, if we ever got some professional graphic designer to take a look at our website, I could picture the first thing, they're looking over their notes, they're trying to figure out how to break it to us. First thing they said, well... It's very blue.
It's blue. Yeah.
And we like it like that.
We do.
Know what else we like? Nosebleeds. They're a band. You heard their song, Bread for Breakfast, throughout the episode. Boy, was it delectable, wasn't it? You want to find more indie rock, I don't even know what they call themselves, cool kid, guitar man, punk emo revival, Midwest punk emo pop rock drum men?
Uh-huh.
Such as Nosebleeds? Spotify, Nosebleeds, one word. Nosebleeds. I got a review to finish us off this week. Nothing better to finish us off than a B.G. Reynolds Natural Tiki Cocktail Mixer. Classic Tropical Mai Tai 750 milliliters from Amazon.
Oh, give me that.
Give me that Mai Tai mix. Jess titles their review terrible.
Aww.
I could find a better flavor licking some random's brown eye. Terribly small size, like maybe enough for two drinks, three if they're extra strong. Terrible flavor, terrible size, one star.
What? No comment.
This is a poopy cocktail.
Ah!